I am Lubang Alex Charles from South Sudan. I'm going to read a story titled Sing to the Moon by Nansuboga Nagadaya and Sandra Van. If I had one wish, I would reach the stars, then ride a supernova straight to Mars. Jaja tells me, sing to the moon, and perhaps my wish will be granted soon. With another wish, I will still go far across the ocean to Zanzibar. I will sail on a dhow and gaze in wonder at old spice markets till the sun goes under. If I had more wishes, I would surely fly. I would make the crested crane up high. After spotting the forest's mythical beast, I would land at dusk for a monstrous feast. Instead, I wake to the patter of rain and watch the clouds spread like a charcoal stain. I think of the hours with nothing to do except count the drops as they muddle the view. But then I hear steps on the kitchen floor. So slowly I open the wooden door. Jaja is drinking his hot morning tea and tells me that he has been waiting for me. As we eat porridge, I glare at the gloom, announcing that I'm going back to my room. Jaja stands tall and in 1, 2, 3, holds out his hands and says, let's go and see. We start in the storeroom to pack away peas, picked when the fields were last humming with bees. Jaja remembers his childhood best friend, a boy called Kirabo, whose smile did not end. We clear the veranda of wet bamboo leaves while Jaja recalls climbing up guava trees. I say I love hiding in guava trees too, and he tells me that's something he never knew. The sun slowly sets and the day splits in two. I can help clean tilapia for the fish stew. Jaja shares memories of trips as a child when he and his father would fish in the wild. With the daylight now gone and the dark settled in, Jaja says, our night adventures begin. He slowly unveils his tall tour of books where he has stacked stories of bold kings and crooks. By light of a candle, we turn our pages of long ago fables passed down through the ages. Tales of lost cities and great heaps of gold, African kingdoms and sights to behold. And then Jaja leaps to his feet to retell the story of how the sky rose and then fell. He thrills me with thunderous bangs and kabooms, then shows me outside where the brilliant night crowns. We hear fires dance and the echo of drums, friends making meals, and the grasshoppers hum. And Jaja reminds me that I am always loved by even the brightest of stars up above. With one last glance at the shining night sky, we bid the sweet sounds of the evening goodbye. I know then that even new worlds far away couldn't compare to this one rainy day. And with a tired yawn, I stumble to bed, where I am tucked in with a kiss to my head. And like every night, before leaving the room, Jaja says quietly, sing to the moon.